Hello, you are listening to an Easy Arabic podcast. For more podcasts like this one, go to www.arabsforquest.org/learnarabic.
Hello and welcome to Easy Arabic Pod. My name's Jimmy.
Hi, my name is Barik.
And today we're going to be learning the Arabic language. What we're going to do is we're going to read through the New Testament. Today we're reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 6, starting with verse 35. And we're going to start with the Arabic portion, and then I'm going to read the English portion of the same verse, and then we're going to pick apart and show you what the Arabic words mean and how they're used, so we can learn not only what the Arabic words mean, but also how to use them and how they apply.
Okay. Let's read it in Arabic first. فأجابهم يسوع أنا هو خبز الحياة فالذي يقبل إلي لا يجوع والذي يؤمن بي لا يعطش أبدا. Okay, there are many common words and verbs here in Arabic that you can use them as a beginner. أجابهم, the first verb. أجابهم is from the verb أجابة. So
Jesus said, it means like Jesus declared in some translations.
Okay, so أجابهم means declared. يسوع is Jesus. Okay, let's see now. أنا هو. So Jimmy, can you tell us what is أنا هو?
I am he. I am.
Yes. Okay. خبز. What is خبز?
خبز is the bread.
Yes. الحيات.
Hayat is the Arabic for life.
Life. So خبز الحيات is the bread of life. Okay, that's right. Good.
So for the first one, we have for the first portion of this passage, we have Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life."
Okay. So let's continue. Yukbilu. What is yukbilu?
Yukbilu, it's the one,
is to accept, right?
To receive.
Or to receive.
Yes.
It has several meanings, it depends where it is used, but here is he who received. Okay, ilayya.
He receives from me.
Okay. La yajuru. La is for the... For a negative term.
Like a not or a
not.
Or a will not.
That's right. يَجُوعُ is the verb جَاعَ in Arabic. So what is جَاعَ?
Comes from جَعَان, which is hungry. So will not be hungry.
Okay.
Will never be hungry.
لَا يَجُوعُ is will not be hungry. الَّذِي يُؤْمِنُ. What is يُؤْمِنُ?
يُؤْمِنُ, it means from... the one who believe, well, in this translation,
yes.
It will say believe.
Yes, يؤمن.
But yes. who comes, yes.
It is also used as آمنة. That means he believed, or he who believes.
Exactly.
B, in Arabic, B is in me. Here, Jesus is addressing to himself, B.
One question, is B always, is it always for the personal?
Yes.
B as in personal. Okay.
Yes.
We have that clear.
Yes, we can use them as other persons, like bihi or biha is for the feminine. Bi here is to me, and bihi is to him. Okay.
Very good.
La yatashu abadan.
Yatashu.
Yatashu is from the verb atisha,
which means thirst.
Thirst, yes.
So
thirst.
You will never be thirsty.
Never, and the word never in Arabic is abadan.
Abadan.
Okay.
Well, it's a really jam-packed first verse even for words. We have a lot of vocabulary words.
Yes. Hope you will benefit from this passage.
Now, we'll do one more time in Arabic and one more time in English.
Okay, let's go to the next verse.
We'll read over 35, one more time in Arabic.
Okay.
And then I'll read it one more time in English.
Yes.
And then we'll skip.
Yes, that's a better idea. فأجابهم يسوع أنا هو خبز الحياة فالذي يقبل إلي لا يجوع والذي يؤمن بي لا يعطش أبدا.
Okay. So then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. These are strong words it's wonderful. It's somehow simple, but it's also very strong words.
Yes. Okay, so I will continue the verse. ولكن قلت لكم إنكم رأيتموني ولا تؤمنون.
Wow.
Okay, so ولكن, the ولكن in English is
but.
Yes, that's right. قلت, the verb قلت is comes from the verb قال.
Yes, and تو being the plural present tense, which is you all.
Okay, قلت قال, that means said. قلت means I said.
Yes.
Okay.
Then I told you all.
Okay. Lakum, to you.
Yes.
Lakum means to you. Innakum.
Innakum.
Innakum. Here it can be used as inna is a noun alone, and kum is another part of the noun. Inna means
that. It's literally
that. Innakum. It could be also used innaha for other terms or for other reasons. Innaha, innahu. Okay. Ra'aytumuni is the verb. It comes from the verb ra'a. Okay, and ra'a means to see. Ra'aytumuni.
You all have seen me.
Yes, muni, the prefix at the end is you have seen me, or it can be used in other ways. Ra'aytumuha or ra'aytumuhu. Ra'aytumuha is for the feminine. It means you saw her or you saw him. Ra'aytumuhu. Okay.
So ra'aytumuni.
Yes, you saw me.
Right.
La tu'minuna.
La tu'minuna.
Okay, first let me say wa. Wa la tu'minuna. Wa is and.
It's always and.
It is ending.
Uh-huh.
Okay. La tu'minuna.
La, there we go with the negative connotation, with the negative, like the no.
Yes, or that's not. Right. Tu'minuna, we already mentioned it. It is to believe.
To believe in
Christ, yes.
Right, to believe in me, like to believe in me.
Okay, so should we...
In English, I'll read it just real quick. But as I told you, you have not, you have seen me, and still you do not believe. So, wow.
Okay, should I reread it in Arabic?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, فأجابهم يسوع أنا هو خبز الحياة فالذي يقبل إلي لا يجوع والذي يؤمن بي لا يعطش أبدا. Next verse. ولكن قلت لكم إنكم رأيتموني ولا تؤمنون. Okay.
So maybe we can take just a few verses or a few words really quickly from these two verses, and we'll make them just kind of stand out for people. Words that we use every day and that are very essential in knowing the Arabic language.
Yes. Okay. فأجابهم the verb ajaba is declare and also to answer. Mm-hmm. He is answering them. Ana huwa, I am he, or just I. You can simply say it like that. Khubzu is the bread.
Yes, khubzu is very important. I remember when I first came to the Middle East, this is one of the ones I want to really pick out, because khubzu, khubz, it's bread. I mean, you have to have this word for daily life. If I didn't know khubz when I first came to the Middle East, I would not have eaten most days.
Yes.
And ana is very important, because when you're speaking about yourself, as I do very often, you have to know this word, or you can't talk about yourself.
Yes.
Yeah. Even in a good or negative way.
Okay.
All right. Huwa, it's also, huwa, it's he. So it's very important to have these basic words like ana, huwa, which is he, hiya, which is she, enta, which is you, masculine, inti, which is you, feminine. So these are just very basic words, but it's nice and simple the way that he says it here.
Okay. There are other words that I will pass them. I will pass on them quickly.
Mm.
The next verses. Al-ab, okay. Al-ab, or the other word is ab, simply ab, or abi. That means father. Father.
Yes.
Sayati or yati is welcome.
Yes.
Okay. That is also important. Okay, what other words can we...
Also, I picked out of verse 35 here, when it says Joa, from the word Joan, Joan.
Joan.
Hey.
Ja.
Yes. Sorry.
Ja, who gets hungry.
Yes, so it's also, again, it's a word you're going to want to use, or will need to use every... unless you're very strange, you'll need to use it every day. To say, Anna, Joanne, I'm hungry.
Yes.
Or to ask somebody if they are hungry, Inta, Joanne. Or Inti, Joanne. Or things like this. So these are very basic words that we use in everyday life. But also the Word of God here is using it. Also in a very direct and not so complicated way.
Okay. And the atashu also is important as Johan.
Yes.
Atisha is getting thirsty.
Right.
Right.
Hey, so now we can kind of just take these verses and just kind of say, what do you think about these two verses?
Well, first I said that Jesus is answering the question or a statement of his disciples, and he is using, or he is mentioning of himself, the importance of who he is. He is saying Khubzul Hayat, the bread of life, that he is the bread of life. That's what he declared for himself. That's where I see the most important thing.
Absolutely. I think it's very interesting for myself,
yeah,
even to be reading. I mean, I've read these words countless times, but I read this now, and it says, Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. Ana huwa chol chayet. So, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry. He who believes in me will never be thirsty. Now, if you were to come to me and say, Jimmy, I'm the bread of life, I would, first of all, I'll tell you to get out of my house because you're crazy, and that I already ate bread, and I'm alive.
Okay.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that's...
If this was just another man, another Jew in Jerusalem, in Israel, saying, I am bread of life. Yes, I'm the bread of life. You believe in me, who comes to me will never go hungry.
Okay, and I will point out for another verse in the same chapter. Jesus says that فَقَدْ نَزِلْتُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. I'm reading it in Arabic. فقد نزلت من السماء لا أتم مشيئتي بل مشيئة الذي أرسلني. In English it is, can you read it in English please?
Yes.
Verse 38.
Yeah, 38. For I have come down from heaven not to do my will but the will of him who sent me.
So he is pointing out to the Father,
yes,
God, that he is sent by the, by God.
Mm.
Okay.
And also, I mean, it's very important to look back and say he's making these big claims. He's saying that he who believes in me will not go hungry, or who comes to me will not go hungry, and who believes will not be thirsty. But you can't make these promises unless you are, you know, from God, unless you are God, you know, have the nature of God. I mean,
yes,
you can tell me all day long that you'll protect me, you'll even save me, but if you're just like me, if you have the same earthly qualities, if you're from a mother and a father just like me, then I have no reason to believe you're any stronger, even more able to deliver me than I'm able to deliver myself. So it's wonderful, like you just pointed out, for I have come down, from not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me.
Yes, it's obviously the will of God.
Yes, it's obviously he's sent by God. He's God in flesh to deliver man, to be the bread of life, to be the life giver.
Should I continue one more verse?
Yes, sure.
Okay.
If you want to go now, we can Camel. We can do 37 maybe.
37.
Yes, since we just did a little bit of the
okay. لكن كل ما يهبه الآب لي سيأتي إلي ومن يأتي إلي لا أطرحه إلى الخارج أبدا. So we will read it in English.
Yeah. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I will never drive away.
Okay. Here maybe there is a new word. Yati. Oh no, we have already said that. Yati is to come.
Yes.
La atrahuhu is I will not drive him away or out. Okay.
La atrahuhu.
Atrahuhu.
Atrahuhu. Yes.
That's right.
So how could you use this in everyday?
Atrahuhu, I can say atrahu shakhsan ila al-khariji.
Uh-huh.
That means I put out somebody out or away.
You kick them out maybe.
Yeah.
Or yeah.
Something like that.
Yes, well, I try not to kick people out every day, so I wouldn't use that too often.
Okay.
Okay, get out. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. Okay. Now, hopefully next time we can go through these next verses that are surrounding this and learn more in Arabic and point out more of these words. I know a little bit, it might be a little bit advanced, a little bit hard for some, but focus, maybe even be able to listen again and focus
yes.
on these words. Khubus, khubus, which is bread. Hayat, which is life. Huwa, which is he. Allah, which is God. Yeah, things, simple words like this, and just really focus on these, write these down, and it's good to get a good vocabulary built up. So, what do you think?
Yeah, maybe we'll continue in some advanced levels next time.
Yes.
So, hope you enjoyed it, and you learned much.
Yes.
Thank you.
Bless you all, and hope to
thank you for listening.
Be here again.